Mr. Chairman, yesterday you publicly blamed me for intimidating Lauer into withdrawing his candidacy for the next county administrator and said that I had acted unethically. I find it interesting that throughout my almost 40-year career as a lawyer and public servant, no one has ever, ever called me a liar or unethical until I decided to run for office. Then it's by people like yourselves who do not know me, have never worked with me, and who jump to conclusions without facts. Let me set the record straight. I never reached out to nor called Jim Lauer and had no intentions of ever doing so. In fact, he called me last Friday night around 8:30 p.m. as part of his due diligence into whether to accept the job if offered. I never asked anyone to talk with him and did not direct him to anyone else. He essentially wanted to know if his job was secure once the new commission was sworn into office in January. I told him that I could not speak for the other commissioner elects, but that I personally did not feel it would be fair to him or to his family to fire him simply because he had accepted the job under these circumstances, and that I certainly did not and would not hold it against him for doing so. I also expressed my belief that the other commissioner elects would likewise treat him fairly because I told him they are good people. However, I also told him that I would expect that there would be a new recruitment and search committee forming next May or so, with community participation like that which existed when John Shea was identified and hired in 2022. Mr. Lauer knew that, as a matter of law, the best this board could offer him is a job for a maximum of 12 months, ending December 31, 2025, and that the county would otherwise expect to have a permanent administrator starting January 2026, if not sooner. Mr. Chairman, I told him exactly what I told you a week ago, that I believe it is important for the community to have another more transparent committee search process in order to build community trust in the new board through the process, wherein community members from throughout the county would actually participate in the selection for our next county administrator. I told him that my views had nothing to do with him personally, but that regardless of who was sitting in that 12-month interim administrator position, I would feel the same. He said that he was hoping that if he did a good job, that the new commission would not go through another search and process for the next administrator. I told him that would not support that plan.
Thank you.
Stated. He wanted assurances I simply could not give.
Thank you.
I will finish this in the next public comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
I never did anything to contact Mr. Lau, but that he had called me for employment assurances that I simply could not give. We never discussed his credentials or qualifications, and he never asked me, and I did not offer any opinion as to whether or not he should accept the job under the circumstances. But I did recognize him for being aware of and raising a red flag of uncertainty for his considerations. Mr. Chair, you blame me and others for you no longer having a candidate for county administrator. But we are not to blame. You are. In your rush to identify and hire someone, and with just days left during your lame duck period, your decision placed your candidates, like Mr. Lauer, in an unfair and uncertain predicament. Put the new board in an unfair position and treated the community unfairly too. In recent days and weeks, many of us have asked you and others on the executive search committee several times to hold off from this hiring process to move your last four candidates into the new search process with a new board, which will include four of you. But for whatever reason, our outreach for collaboration has been rejected and dismissed. Now you are talking about collaboration and want good relations with the new board. Good. So do I. When we last talked, I cautioned you to be more mindful of your physical mannerisms and choice of words. Here again, I am owed a public apology. I'm not a politician, but I am a public servant. Ask anyone who knows me. And I hope that someday you will come to know me as an absolutely honest and ethical person, as I've always aspired to be. In the meantime, I pledge to work collaboratively with you in good faith, as you likewise suggest you too will do. But regardless of how you assess my motives, I will seek to lead our county with more compassion, understanding, and foresight than has been shown by this commission over the last 2 years.